Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Thursday, the 30th. Today is actually the 30th of April. Can you believe it? It's the 30th of April. And, wow, what an April, right? What an April. If you have not been listening to the episodes, you want to go back and listen to the archives. It is nothing like listening to the archives of some of the lessons that we went through. It is nothing like it. But I don't want to delay the time because, we're going to do a part one of yesterday, talking about activating your peace. But today is just a beautiful day. Let's see if Arlene Fan is stable this morning. Good morning, Dr. Arlene Fan. How are you this morning?
I am wonderful, fabulous, fantastic this morning. And you, Jamie?
I am awesome. The sun is shining, and I hear the birds chirping, and
Awesome. Huh? Yes.
It sounds beautiful. But you're at a desk, right?
I am at a desk this morning. You are so correct. I'm at a desk and I am enjoying the sight this morning. Don't have any reports of any squirrels, but I do see birds.
I'm searching her out, ladies and gentlemen. I'm coming over. She's like, oh my God. let me clean up. No. That's just the silly me that I am. I just love to actually, sometimes what I do is, sometimes when, just being me, sometimes I'll tell a joke. If I come over, I'm sitting on her lap. I'm sitting on somebody's lap. I'm sitting somewhere. I'm sitting on a desk. I'm sitting on her lap. I'm sitting on the floor. I'm under the table. I'm under the desk. Sometimes I do that with my mom or the business owners that I have, my other businesses. If I see them in the meeting, I will sometimes go over to them and just sit on their lap. They're like, hey. So it's just something fun that I do. Just to have a little fun. You got to have a little fun.
Yes.
And so watch out. Put something in your lap because you never know. I may come over and just sit on your lap. You never know. But this morning, I've been running from call to call, so excuse my little silliness. But this morning, we are talking about activating your peace. We were talking about yesterday. We were talking about what's going on in the news. We were talking about what's going on in Baltimore, really. Baltimore has taken a different side, a different tune of society and violence. And we've been talking about that. I've been thinking about it since yesterday, actually what to say, because we need to turn our violence into something else. Like you were saying yesterday, Dr. Arlene Fan, you were saying, instead of just throwing a rock or blowing up things, you were saying, put it in the book, say how upset you are. You also said talking about getting coaches and getting mentors for the community. And but I want to ask you a question. How far are you away from this place?
I am not far. We are about maybe 20, I think we are about 25 miles in proximity to wherever the events are occurring. So we're not that far away at all.
Okay.
Not that far at all. So wow. As they say, a hop, skip, and a jump away.
Right. But, you know, how did you actually find out about it? Were you looking at the news at the time, or you just drove past there and you say, oh, what's going on?
Well, like everyone else, I found out through the media, through what was going on in the news. And, of course, it was saddening to see and to see the fires and to see the people in the street and to see what was going on. And I understand why they are there on the one hand. But like I said on yesterday, it just is a matter of us being re-educated to redirect, in my opinion, it's just the opinion of Arlene here, to redirect our energies to something that's positive. Because, Jamie, if we go all the way back, and I'm getting, you know me, I always get a little biblical, and think about even, we talk about Paul, who is in the Bible, and even with him being thrown into jail, there were so many people. Now, people don't think that they had police back in that day. But when you think about the guards, you know, guards were considered the police. And they would have the king, and the kings would tell the police what to do, go do this, go do that, and things like that. And so the police came to arrest Jesus, remember? And remember, Jesus
right.
wasn't being nice about the situation. He mm-hmm. was like, okay, the person that I kiss, that's the person that you guys need to arrest. So to think that violence between citizens and police just started in our generation or in our time, we would be mistaken. It goes back to biblical times of what people were doing and how they did things out in the streets. So I'm saying that so that we understand that we need to re-educate ourselves and think about what we're doing and help these people. There was a young man, my son told me his name, and it just escaped me, but he's a rap artist or something, and he came and he spoke with the young men on yesterday about doing things positive. And that's what I mean, is that we need the people to come forward and help them to redirect these energies and help them to understand where their anger lies and help them to see how they can take what's in them, bring it out instead of being destructive, do something that's positive. So I'm close to the situation, and as you know, Jamie, there are not just protests going on in the Baltimore area, but if you have been following the news in the D.C. area, they've had people to do just quiet. These are quiet protests that they're doing because of what they've seen. But our numbers does mean something, and I don't ever want people to think that they don't. But in the process of doing these protesting and things like that, be sure that we are educating the minds of people as well and letting their intellectual property really be used for them instead of just only their physical bodies. And that's what I would say to our listening audience today, is for us to go out and empower people in their minds first, transforming their minds instead of just utilizing their bodies. Back to you, Jamie.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome. And I want to go back a little bit because it is something that is first spiritual. But I saw we always watch the news at dinner time, and one of the things that we saw on CNN is that there was some kind of protest in New York. We thought it was in Baltimore, but it was in New York, too. And I was like, what? So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just not in, like I was saying yesterday, it's just not in your area. It's almost everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't think that, and I was saying this before, people don't think. You know, okay, I know I'm frustrated, I know I'm confused, I know I'm in pain, you know, I know there's not a lot of things going on in my life, but, you know, first of all, I think it really starts in your atmosphere. You know, it doesn't start in the community. It starts out with you first. You know, what can I do to change the atmosphere or the things around me first? Because, you know, if I don't change what is around me, then how can I change anybody else? How can I change my neighbor, my friend, my relative? You know, and I think that's really where it starts, because even about my radio show, you know, I could have said, well, I'm just going to wait for Arlene to join. I'm just going to wait for her to you know, I'm just going to wait for her to just jump in. No, that's not how all this got started. First, you know, out of faith and out of a little push from other people, I started out doing this myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then Arlene jumped in. I think it's been a year now since you've jumped in. And you've partnered with me, and I'm thankful. But it starts with you. You know, violence is not always outward. Sometimes we got to think, okay, what can I do to make a difference within my family, my surroundings? Because everything you do, I was listening to Jim Rohn, and he said, if you don't discipline, it's something like, if you don't discipline yourself, everything else won't be disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do something crazy, everything else will be crazy. You know, it's like, if I go out and get a gun, then everyone else will be affected by it. You know, if I go and get a knife and start cutting me up, then everyone else will be affected and say, Jerry, what's going on? Why are you doing that? So whatever I, you know, nowadays I got to be really, really careful, because I'm affecting everybody else who's listening to me either live or on archive. I got to be careful. I can't just say what I want to say and curse and all this other stuff. I got to be careful about my professional area and how I present myself. So that's one of the reasons why, you know, I started a talk show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I literally can't say that I haven't gone through anything. Literally, I've gone, you know, we both, me and Arlene, have been going through certain things and certain situations, but we're not reacting outwardly like the violent people. We're reacting, we're helping the atmosphere around us, not just outwardly. You know, we're not cursing folk out, we're not calling them this, we're not calling them that. We're helping our community. So, well, actually, in all reality, we had to search inwardly on what to do to reach out to others. And that's why we're both authors, we're both writers, we're both pushing each other to go further, and that's how this all came about. But, you know, when we talk about violence, it's just, it's like Martin Luther King, you know, and it's like, you know, some people want to be in it, some people don't. But if you keep on, if we keep on as a people, doing protests and stirring everybody up, then we're going to be just like everybody else. But the Bible does say, you know, we are not of the world. You know, so if you're saved, great. You're not of the world. But you don't have to be, what I'm saying is, you don't have to be like them. You know, we've both been through plenty of things, and one of the things I literally had to learn is to talk it out. Talk it out through a radio show, through not only a friend, because sometimes a friend doesn't see where you're at. Sometimes, you know, just talking through a radio show or to mentor somebody, you know, where they're at is better than just talking to a friend about something.
If I can interject, I like what you just said about that, because many times what we need is not someone that's going to be the yes person, but to say yes to everything and agree with everything that we say and we do. We do need people to give us checks and balances to say, girl, you know, you know that ain't right. And no, I mean, we got to agree to disagree right here, because I'm not feeling what you're saying on this one right here. You see, that's how we are better able and equipped, like you said, to help others when we look inwardly at us and accept the fact that we're not perfect. God said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, so all means all, that means all, that means me, that means you, that means people around us. So we are not perfect. So when we look inwardly, we see that we need help in some areas. And in those areas where we need help, we would like to have people to come alongside us and help us. Where we're weak and someone else is strong, let's deal and build on their strengths, as opposed to talking about them, knocking them down, you know, those kinds of things. And that's many times how we end up where we are, even now with the violence that we see and where we see the discord between the citizens and the police. Because, you know, God already told us that our fight or our wrestle is not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and wickedness, wickedness in dark places. So we think our fight is with one another, because that's what we see. Since we can't see the powers and the principalities, we don't see those, so we don't, as Christians. Now, for those people who are totally not a Christian, they wouldn't understand this particular way of thinking or what we're talking about right now, because they want to fight physically. But like I mentioned on yesterday, God said to us, blessed are the peacemakers. And then not only that, he told us that, listen, you're going to have wars. You're going to have rumors of wars. You're going to have people fighting one another. You're going to have the kingdoms against kingdoms. You're going to have the earthquakes. You're going to have all of these things are going to happen. So he's letting us, as his children, if we are his children, know that these things are going to happen. But when they happen, you look up, because you know that you are not going to be totally engrossed and focused on what you see in the here and now. You know that your help is coming from him. And for those that you see in those situations, our job is to pray for them. He said, pray without ceasing. So we as a people, when we see, like you talked about yesterday, the Jamal Bryans and the different people who are out there locking arms together and saying, let's pray for this nation, let's pray for the situation, that's what our job is to do, is to pray for these people and to pray that the eyes of their understanding would be open and pray that they would stop fighting one another, but that they'll begin to learn and look within, like you said, and ask themselves, how can I be a better me? How can I change me so that I'm not caught up in the physicality of things that are going on around me? And that is what I think will help us to move forward as a people and even as a nation, as we begin to look in, like you said, inwardly. And then that will manifest itself outwardly. Back to you, Jamie.
Right. That's so true. And Some of the strategies is just simple. Some of the strategies we got a couple of views from yesterday, from talking yesterday about this one day topic. You know, we got, what, I think 10, 12 views. So, you know, and that's a good thing, you know, because violence is something that we should not be doing outwardly. And we got to stay connected to God at all times. That's number one. Number two, you know, everybody is upset. Everybody is mad. Everybody has pain. Everybody is going through, doesn't have a college degree, looking for a job, can't find a job. And like I was saying yesterday, at night I saw in New York they were protesting. So, you know, and that's close. That's about 2 hours away from me. So, you know, it you know, what are some strategies I know that can help? You know, instead, you know, because a lot of us are going through the abuse. A lot of us are going through what we really don't have to go through, but, you know, we're so busy following our neighbor, our friend that's protesting. We're not thinking, how can I stop this? You know, and see, here's the other thing I thought about. When you hear of a crime, when you hear of people stealing, when you hear of people stealing things and going into homes and breaking in people's homes and doing things, sometimes that just gets them excited. You know, sometimes that it just excites them. Ooh, okay, so what can we do next? You know, instead of not talking about the violence, which I know the news is not going to do, you know, we have a trouble of going the other way. You know, instead of cutting off the violence, cutting off, you know, because some things, it's like, if I went into the store and I got a bunch of cash, and then the news talked about how I did this thing in the store, I would say, great, well, who can I go to next? So, you know, sometimes, you know, you're just itching to put on negativity, so then more negativity will go on, and then as soon as you know it, the whole nation will be doing something crazy. But this is how you know that the Lord is coming back. This is how you know that we need to get saved and stop all this crime, but we're not going to stop it by just talking about it and praying about it. We got to actually, I would say, go into the communities and see, you know, and lend a helping hand, you know, because a lot of people don't know how to pray. A lot of people don't know what else to do. A lot of people can't figure it out. You know, they don't have the parents. They don't have the father. You know, some are teens, like I was saying yesterday. They're living in a house where they're meeting and telling a bunch of teens what not to do, and they don't have any real guidance. So sometimes you got to reach out to beyond the four walls of wherever you're at, and say, okay, well, how can I lend a helping hand? How can I walk these streets and just talk to a few people and say, hey, what are the things you think we can do to change what you're doing right now? What other things can we do than just standing here protesting, talking about I'm going to fire this building because it's there, you know? And because the violence needs to be stopped, but the news is just adding to what we already know. And that's not how we should be living. You know, that's why I literally don't even watch the news, you know, except for when my mom or dad puts it on, which I hate. But we are literally out of time already.
Wow.
But do you have any last words to say before we go?
Yes.
About this Baltimore thing?
Yes, just remember, for every cause, there is an effect. So because of something, there's an effect. But God has already said to us that he wants us to know that we are to do unto others. You know that thing, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you? For us, we know what that means, but for many, that means actually violence. It means if you do violence to me, then I'm going to do violence to you. And we would admonish you to go out and find someone and show them a better way. And there is a better way. For every cause, there is an effect. But what's going to be your response for that cause? That's my question. What's going to be your response? We have a cause right now to help young people. What's going to be your response to that? Back to you, Jamie.
Right. And that is true. That is just so true. There's a cause and effect. But two, we have to as well, I would think, the second thing is, other than just a cause and effect, what, you know, ask yourself, what can I do to change myself before I kill myself or many others around me? You know, what can I do to help me and the atmosphere I'm around? You know, sometimes we need to go out and get help and say, look, can you help me? You know, instead of just staying in your little square and saying nobody cares. Sometimes you need to reach outward and ask your neighbor, your friend, your sister, your brother to help you out. So, Arlene, mm-hmm. how can we get in touch with you if we need more information from you and your product?
If you want to get in contact with me, you may reach me at arlenesweats@gmail.com, or you certainly may go on the website at www.arlenespansweats. And I just want to leave you with this right here. Matthew 6:10 says, we should pray, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let's pray that today about the people who are going through what they're going through in Baltimore and around the country. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome, awesome. So actually next week we will be talking about the mompreneurs. We'll be reaching out to the mompreneurs. We're reaching out to the mothers, to the teens, to the aunts. So all those people who are listening, tell somebody to tune in. You don't want to miss it. The whole month, you don't want to miss it, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to thank you for joining me on Jamie's Journal. And go out there and make a friend, not an enemy. God bless you. I know.